It was 1955, the year that the doors of ministry first opened up at the Evangel Home in Fresno. And welcome to the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, my brother. Wish I had more time with you, but circumstances being what they are, keep up with you on Facebook a little bit, and I know things get a little sideways from time to time with health problems that we all deal with in this life until creation is redeemed, but I appreciate so much what you do for us here with Heartline from Evangel Home. Jerry Brenneman, we are in your office, sitting around your desk with a dear friend that we've had on the radio in the past, and I'm going to ask you to introduce Gina, and then we're going to just explore what God's been doing in her life.
Well, you picked a very good day to come today. I mean, it's our usual day, but it's a different time, and it's total chaos. And Gina is part of the reason for the chaos. We are celebrating today. Gina is one of three new staff members, and there are three staff members leaving. So we thought the best way to say goodbye to some is to celebrate with the new people. So we're having a wonderful luncheon. And Gina and the other five that we're honoring are all out and about doing something right now. And I thought Gina would really be good, Jim, to come on here today and tell her story of going from living in Evangel Home as a resident to today being celebrated as a new staff member.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's a journey that I pray that, to me, this is as good as it gets, is to be able to remember a staff member just coming in to remember her when she was here in the crisis home.
Yeah. Well, Gina, we got a lot of ground to cover.
Yes.
So take a few minutes and tell the story you told the last time you were on the radio, what your life was like before you got to Evangel Home.
My life before was always just a lot of stuff, never settling down and dealing with my alcohol problem, drug problems, and giving myself away to different men and using myself that way. I was always running, so when I got here, I got an opportunity to sit down and focus on me and to allow God to remove the old stuff and to build the new stuff. So living here, being here among all the staff and just the other women and encouragement that they gave me, it was a beautiful, beautiful time.
So you came to the crisis home first?
Yes.
So you were looking for a place to lay down?
Yes. I was tired of sleeping with different houses and out in the streets. And when I found the Evangel Home and I walked through the front door, I sat there. And I remember Jerry said when she seen me, I just like exhaled, and I knew I was here, a place for a home. I remember that story she told me.
Wow. Well, you put in your 28 days or so ish in the crisis shelter, and then you went into a program. What was the thought process? Where did that begin? Those thoughts begin to develop in your mind, and why you decided to apply?
I decided to apply because at first I wanted to make sure I was doing it for the right reason. I didn't want to go over there because it was just an apartment. I wanted to make sure that when I go to focus for the change. And I always consider it was my wilderness help. God put you in the wilderness to sit you down, and I took that as that. I took everything that they taught me, and I soaked it up like a seed. And I wanted to make sure it was going to be the best move for me, because I didn't want to walk out of here 9 months after it not having, you know, the benefits from it. So when I decided to apply and I went through the process, it was tough. They broke you down, but they broke you so they could start molding you. And I decided, yes. And then during the times of the classes, I learned this was the best choice that I made. And I'm not running. I was going to stick it out.
Atta girl.
And Jim, I want to say that Gina was here, what, 2010?
Yes.
Okay. So to give our folks kind of a frame of time reference, she graduated in 2010. I will not hire a graduate unless they've been away at least a year and done well. Yeah. And when I've done that, it's always come back to bite us. Usually the woman isn't ready. And if she's not really involved in other things in the community besides what she took from here, it's not going to work. Because I look at, you know, any healthy person has got four or five different healthy organizations, contacts, and all that's part of their family. So Gina has done that. And so when it came opportunity this time to hire somebody. She was one of the first people I thought of. And I mentioned it to other staff, because as a graduate, I wouldn't just sit at my desk and think, who should I call today? Something like that, that I needed input from Ruby and Patty and the women who had worked with her. And they said the same thing. You know, you couldn't get any better. I want to tell you a little story on Gina. She'll know what I'm going to say. She's very spiritual, not just outwardly, inwardly, as we should be. And she was very out there spiritually. And a lot of times we find ourselves telling women, don't talk so much about God, because many times that becomes a cover for them. Or we'll say, why do you want to move next door into the apartments? And they'll say, get closer to God. And if we say, what do you mean by that? And they can't tell us, then we know that's probably a cover. And it's okay, honey. You don't have to say that. But let's get real. So when I talked to Gina before she was hired this time, I said, you know, you can't be talking about God all the time, because Gina is very out there sometimes. And she said to me, oh, no. You got to be holy, but you got to get real. And I think that says it. We, as Christians, have to be holy, but we have to be real. Mm. And that's where she is. She is holy and real, and I love it.
Real quickly, Gina, you went through the Crossroads program.
Yes.
And one or two classes that were most significant for you, what would those be?
It would have been the codependency. That was the biggest one. I thought I never knew what it was, and was it me? And it was me. I was codependent on people. I wanted people to do things for me and not take responsibility for myself. So that was a shocker for me. And the other one I could say was the self-esteem one.
Hmm.
Yeah, I am a beautiful woman, but I still had low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I took when people say you're pretty, I took what did you mean by that? It was mm-hmm. always had a negative thought behind me. So when I learned in a class and sat there that it was different self-esteem about it. So that was another one I left.
Okay. And you left when?
I left in 2010.
Okay.
Yes.
And from you walked out the door and you went and your life has consisted of, bring us up to date, for 2 years.
Okay. For 2 years, I stayed with the Vanderhome home because I volunteered for chapel. So I always stayed both. I always consider I'm staying in touch with my home. So I came every fourth Monday to do chapel. I did that. Was working and still at my church, secretary and pastor secretary, and got married, so dealing with the new husband.
Got married.
Yeah. Well, got married, you know, learning the wife role and that, and just stayed involved with mostly with my church in here. These were my main two homes I kind of attached to.
But she was also working at another job.
Oh, yes. I was working at, another job before I got a job at. Yeah, I was working before they hired me. I was already had another job.
Which was?
It was the call center for Verizon.
Okay.
Yes.
Which she has quit. Just when I had all my questions, she quit.
So out of the blue, unexpectedly, you get a call from Jerry? Or how did this process come about?
The funny thing is I remember when I graduated and I was going packing up. And I said, Jerry, here you go. Here's my application, because one day, I don't know when, I will be working here. So you keep it in your drawer. And she put it in her drawer. And that was the end of it. I never brought it up again. And it was funny. I got a call from Cynthia, Joel Janelle, and Ruby. They said, Jerry's looking for you. Jerry's looking for you. Call her. Call her. I was like, okay.
Her phone number was not the same one that she had left on her application.
Yes. So when I called, Jerry was about to go out of town, and she said, I will call you when I get back in town. And I said, okay. And she called me, and I came in, and here I am now.
So what's your job? What are you going to be doing?
I am the house manager now.
Okay.
Yes.
Which house?
I am the crisis house manager for when the women come for the 28-day shelter.
Okay. Nights, evenings, days?
Right now, I had done all shifts, so mostly I'm on evening shifts, and this will be my first night shift today.
Okay.
This is all night. You
may need a nap. Do you have any expectations?
You know what? Just to grow. I know it's going to be, this is my trial, my growth, and just to encourage another woman, like, look, I've been here. They see my name on the wall. They looked at me, and they're like, well, you've been through what I've been through. And just to encourage the women that come through, you could change just like I could change. God could do anything.
Well, the answer seems apparent to me, but I need to ask. You obviously, in years past, have surrounded yourself with some lousy relationships. Are those in the past?
Oh, yes. Those are in the past. I am happily married to my husband, Derek Walker, and I love him. He's a mighty man of God, and he encourages me way more than any other man can. God is working in him to encourage me.
Well, that's outstanding. I'm so pleased that it has eventuated to this point, because I remember our interview and our talking about life when you were here a couple of years ago. Jerry, any last minute comments before we start talking about the banquet?
I'm just thinking about the word eventuated and wondered if you made that up.
Well, if I didn't now, I would eventually.
The banquet, thank you, is September 25th. We send out a save the date postcard. It doesn't have a lot of details other than the date and the time. And we will send out a formal invitation probably about August 17th or 18th. Tickets are $30. It will be at Tornino's, and it's going to be mostly us. Our theme is women changing the heart of the city, and it's going to be people like Gina that, by being here and letting God work on her heart, she has her whole ripple effect out there, and it is women like this who do change the heart of the city. And we kind of go back then to Pauline Baker, our founder, and so that's been our whole history.
Yeah, for people who've been with us the past number of years, I don't even know how many, the destination change is important to keep in mind. Don't show up downtown. You won't find us there. We're going to be at Tornino's on Blackstone this year. Tornino's on Blackstone, not downtown as we have in years past. And one of the things I've really appreciated is the emphasis, Jerry, you've put on time constraints, remembering people's early morning schedule on Wednesday. Yeah. So we're going to be trying to be done by?
Always out the door by 8:45. Yeah. And if we're not done by 8:45, then I leave at 8:45 and people get to follow me.
Yeah, we've been pretty good about that. We've been pretty good about ending on time so people can get on with their lives, get enough rest before they get back to their routine on Wednesday morning. Got about 30 seconds, Gina. What do you want to say to somebody who's out there who is where you were 3 years ago?
If someone's out there who's been in a predicament I was in and are afraid to come to a shelter, thinking a shelter is just hard and just they don't know what it is to expect, come to Evangel Home and see it is a loving, caring. When you walk through that door and you see just it's like a home and it's everybody's here to encourage, call and come, and it will change your life as soon as you walk through that door. But you have to want that change.
You have to want that change, exactly. And if you are in that position, my lady friend, give us a call, 264-4714. Gina, thank you so much. Jerry, it's always a treat. Good to see you again. I've been gone for a while. Good to get back in the saddle. Ken, it's your turn. And thank you, my listening friend, for making this time so special here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. Their phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.